Knox, St. Helena, California, January 28, 1908. Elder Knox, dear brother, I am instructed to say to you that in many respects your experience and the experience of Elder Corliss are not that which God approves. The Lord has not been glorified in your administration, and a different administration should now be brought in. The position of president of a conference calls for a man of deep discernment, and no conference should bear the impress of one man's mind and one man's judgment. The men who stand at the head of this work should have a molding influence on the churches that is in harmony with the Spirit of Christ. When Jesus is abiding in the heart by faith, the spirit of self will not arise to lead men away from holy principles. The present condition of the conference over which you have had charge is not a condition favorable to Christian growth. You are not in a condition spiritually to help the churches. I have been shown that for more than 2 years, while you have held positions of great influence in the conference, your labors have not in all things been pleasing to God. Not all of your work in Oakland and Berkeley was of a character to properly represent the truth for this time. The spirit you have at times entertained the Lord does not acknowledge. I am instructed to say to you that a different administration must now come into the California Conference. And to you I must say that unless you learn lessons of Christ, seeking Him with brokenness of heart, there will be no place for you in the work. Had the work in California been carried by men who were daily being taught of God, it would be 2 or 3 years in advance of where it is. I have felt deeply concerned for the churches in California, and I was relieved when it was suggested that for a time Elder Haskell helped to carry the responsibilities of this conference. Elder Haskell is a man of influence and has had an experience that goes back to the early days of the message. His interests were closely connected with those of the pioneers in this cause in their early labors and conflicts. Our seasons of prayer together were blessed of God, and light was given us at those times that is now shining forth in clear, bright rays. Elder Haskell has had a knowledge of present truth from the beginning. He knows how to keep minds fresh regarding the events of our history as a people, and to teach those points of faith that have been present truth to us from the rise of the message to this time. The financial burdens of the conference should be borne by those who will bear their responsibilities in humility and the fear of God. I believe when this matter is presented to faithful, diligent burden bearers, they will take up this part of the work. Surely the time has come when the California Conference should have a new ministration. We advise that you no longer carry the burdens you have been bearing in this conference, and that Elder Haskell unite with faithful helpers in carrying the responsibilities that pertain to the spiritual welfare of the people. The California Conference should have a president who will make the Lord his counselor and stronghold, his front guard and rearward, and who will work in harmony with the testimonies that God sends through his chosen agencies.